This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It is Thursday, and the weekend is almost here, so time to figure out some ways to spend those days off that you're hopefully getting. Joining us now with her ideas is June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Hi there, June.
Hi, Meghna.
So what is your first pick for us?
Well, first up is a dance performance called, are you ready? The Radio Show, taking place at the Institute of Contemporary Art tomorrow night at 7:30.
So you know, just by definition, by its name, it means I have to love this. But but the Radio Show?
Well, that's right. It's brought to us by the New York-based choreographer and dancer Kyle Abraham and his seven-member company called Abraham in Motion. And this particular performance was inspired by the radio, or perhaps I should say, the loss of radio in his life.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, Kyle Abraham grew up in Pittsburgh, and in 2009, the city's only urban format radio station, WAMO, and its AM counterpart went silent. Mm. So for him, this was a loss of personal history and a loss of communication to a score of classic soul, hip-hop, and the contemporary classical music that really shaped his identity and his community. And here he is explaining how he incorporated the music of WAMO into this production.
The FM station played primarily current music of Jay-Z, Beyonce. The AM station played primarily old soul music like the Shirelles, the Velvets. So the first half of the show is the AM 860 side, where you get a lot of that old soul stuff, and then we get into the FM side in the second half of the show.
He created the piece during his father's battle with Alzheimer's disease, and Abraham draws parallels between his father's aphasia and a disrupted frequency.
A disrupted frequency. Interesting. And you can imagine how he's also perhaps bringing back to life on stage. I mean, he's a dancer, right?
Right.
So the effect that this music had on his own career.
Exactly.
And this is Abraham in Motion's Boston debut. They've never been here before, is that right?
That's right. So maybe Kyle will catch a bit of Radio Boston while he's in town, and the radio void in his life will be filled.
Well, I'm not sure if we can fill the loss of soul music on urban radio stations, but we provide soul of a different kind. Let's just put it that way. So that's The Radio Show by Kyle Abraham and the Abraham in Motion Dance Company. It's at the ICA tomorrow night. So June, what's your next pick for us?
Well, this one is for Boston sports fans out there, and it's an exhibit at the Boston Public Library called Sports Temples of Boston. It features images of the greatest sports battlegrounds in Boston. And it spans 100 years from 1872 to 1972. The collection features current well-known venues like Boston Garden, Fenway Park, Braves Field, Suffolk Downs, and some of the lesser knowns. For example, Meghna, now this is your test.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever heard of the Congress Street Grounds or the Reedville Racetrack?
Other than Congress Street, which I know.
Just say no.
And the Reedville neighborhood, which I also know. No.
How about the Charles River Speedway or the South End Grounds?
You're not talking about Storrow Drive or Memorial Drive, so I'm going to say no. I haven't heard of those either.
Well, we see you've got some learning to do. And as a matter of fact, this exhibit also has an online component. So if you go online, you could learn all about those venues.
Oh, excellent. Good. Because I don't like to have my ignorance last for too long. That's terrific. So that's the Sports Temples of Boston exhibit at the Boston Public Library. And as June said, it's also online as well. And there's a link to it, by the way, at our website, radioboston.org. So June, we have time for one more pick today. What's it going to be?
Well, my last pick sounds just like this.
He's a bound gay tall with a Georgia draw.
June, one of the great joys of this job is that I get introduced to new folks. And who is this?
She is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter, Krista Angelucci, and she's singing her song called Trouble. She's one of a handful of musicians who are going to be performing at what's called Chick Singer Night this Saturday at Johnny D's in Somerville.
So the name implies an all-female review?
Yep, but specifically up-and-comers who are trying to get their start in the music biz. Chick Singer Night is actually an international nonprofit organization, and it's the longest-running song fest for female artists, 23 years strong.
23 years? Oh, that's terrific. So there's a Boston chapter of Chick Singer Night?
Exactly. And the Boston chapter has actually set itself apart by donating all the proceeds from its talent showcases to fund local music and arts programs that have experienced significant budget cuts.
So filling a need there, big need.
Right.
Well, that sounds terrific. So it's Chick Singer Night taking place this Saturday at Johnny D's in Somerville. June Wolf, one of our favorite weekend picks chicks and arts reporter for the Boston Globe, thank you so much today.
Well, this chick thanks you very much.
And listeners, you can find more information about all of June's picks at radioboston.org. Yeah!